I'd like to call the meeting to order of the Board of Water and Natural Resources, the January 4th meeting. Brenda, would you please call the roll?
Bernhard? Drews?
Present.
Jones?
Here.
Lanning?
Here.
And Sohol?
Here. Very good. Now, is this where we have a motion to have Gary be our secretary today?
That will work. Oh, wait, I gotta do the online section first.
Oh, that's right. Great.
All right. I would like to welcome everyone participating in today's meeting or listening online. This meeting is streaming live on SD.net, a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. For the benefit of our online listeners, I request that all participants please identify themselves when speaking during the meeting. Participants should also remember to unmute their microphones only when speaking. The meeting is being recorded and the audio will be made available online following the meeting. To find the audio recording online, do a web search for South Dakota Boards and Commissions portal. Follow the link and select the name of the board. If members of the board's Legislative Oversight Committee are participating in the meeting remotely, please acknowledge your presence at this time.
This is Randy Divert. I'm on via Zoom.
Very good.
All right, Mr. Chair.
You do that far better than I do. Perhaps you should read that every day. We're looking for a motion. We'll have Gary be our secretary today for signatures that are required. Do we have a motion to have Gary Drews serve as the secretary for today's meeting?
So moved, Jones.
Second, Lanning.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any question or discussion? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much today, Gary.
You're welcome.
We're looking for a motion to approve the agenda of the past meeting. Do we have a motion?
Drews, make that motion.
Second, Jones.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion carried. Item number three, approve the agenda, approve the minutes. Oh, we already did that. We are in the public comment period. And I believe we have someone that would like to make a comment at today's open hearing.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, my name is Julie Johnson. I'm a lawyer from Aberdeen, and I have the pleasure of representing Webb Water and the WINS Water Investment Northern South Dakota Project. I rise to offer my support for item number 17 on your agenda. I may not be here at the point in time when you'll consider that today, but I want you to know that Webb is thrilled with the governor's proposal to take some of the remaining ARPA dollars and make them available to the process that you and your staff have created in the Department of Ag and Natural Resources. We believe we're ARPA ready in our project and believe that you will be proud of the use that we can put to those funds too if we deserve an approval at a future meeting. So with that, I would thank you for your consideration of item number 17 today and look forward to supporting that during the legislative process. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie.
Julie, thank you for being here today. We appreciate it. Any other comments, public comments? Hearing none, moving on to item number five, section 319 applications. Chris.
Chairman Sohol, members of the board, my name is Chris Dozark. I work in our watershed protection program under the 319 program. The Board of Water and Natural Resources is the designated entity that provides the state's Section 319 non-point source project funding recommendations to the EPA. The board considers recommendations from the non-point source task force as part of its selection process. Two applications requesting $2,199,000 in 319 funding were received by DANR, reviewed by the non-point source task force, and will be presented to the board today. The 2024 Clean Water SRF intended use plan authorized the use of $200,000 in administrative surcharge fees for water quality grants to supplement the Section 319 programs for TMDL implementation projects. And we anticipate receiving $2,756,000 in 319 funds, which is at the same level of last year's allocation. The DNR and non-point source task force recommendations summarized in the table in the board packet reflect both the anticipated federal fiscal year 2024 Section 319 federal funding allocation and $200,000 in water quality grant funding to be allocated for these projects. If a decrease in Section 319 funding occurs, all pass-through grants will be reduced proportionately. So the two applications and recommended funding levels are as follows. The Belfouche River Watershed Management and Project Implementation Plan. It's in its 10th segment, and this is an amendment. The sponsor is the Belfouche River Watershed Partnership. Total cost of their project is $5,229,000 with the 319 grant request this year of $899,000. DANR staff and non-point source task force recommendations were for $899,000, so essentially providing full funding. $699,000 of that would be from the 319 funds, and then the $200,000 of clean water SRF water quality funds. The second project is the South Central Watershed Implementation Project. It's in its second segment, and this is an amendment to that segment. Sponsor for that is the James River Water Development District. Total cost of their project is $25,760,340 with the 319 request of $1.3 million. DANR staff recommendations and the non-point source task force recommendations are for $1,215,000, which is essentially the remaining funds for the federal fiscal year 24 319 funds. Mr. Chairman, on December 5th, 2023, the non-point source task force met and voted to concur with the DANR funding recommendations I just outlined. At this time, I'll ask the non-point source task force chairman, Mr. Jay Gilbertson, to comment on the task force process.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Jay Gilbertson with East Dakota Water Development District. As Chris noted, I also serve as the chair of the State Non-Point Source Task Force, a group of stakeholders, if you will, on water resource issues across the state. Anyway, as Chris noted, the two presentations came forward. Staff recommendation was funding, as you've heard. The task force voted to support staff recommendation. Both are worthy activities and projects. And since there wasn't anybody else asking for money, we might as well give it to them. So anyway, again, the non-point source task force supports the proposal in front of you, $899,000 to South Central, or Belfouche, and $1.215 million to the South Central project.
At this point, I'd entertain any questions before I'll have two separate board actions that I'm requesting. So the first request, Mr. Chairman, would be action is a motion to authorize the department to enter into a grant agreement with the Belfouche River Watershed Partnership in the amount of $200,000 for the clean water SRF administrative surcharge fees pursuant to the 2024 Clean Water SRF intended use plan, contingent upon the 2024 legislature authorizing the required budget authority for the awards. This will allow the department to prepare and execute one agreement with this entity for both the 319 and Clean Water Administrative Surcharge Fee Funds and not have to bring this back before the board for approval of a separate water quality grant. So that's the first motion.
Mr. Chair, Drews, I'd make that.
We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
Drews, I'd make that motion.
We have a second. We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question at this time? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Opposed? Motion carries.
Then the second requested action is a motion to concur with the funding recommendations of the department and the non-point source task force and authorize the department to forward these recommendations onto EPA with adjustments to the final federal funding level. So that's the second action need.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Move to approve, Jones.
Second, Lanning.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any question or comment? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you.
Item number six, amendment to the 2024 drinking water SRF intended use plan. Andy.
Thank you, Chairman Soholt. Drinking water, the 2024 drinking water state revolving fund intended use plan was approved by the Board of Water and Natural Resources in November of 2023 at your last meeting. For projects that are provided funds in a prior year and requesting additional funding for the project to be provided, it must be on the current year intended use plan. We have a couple projects that will be presented later in the meeting requesting some additional funding. And right now we're recommending amending the attachment one, the project priority list of the 2024 drinking water intended use plan, by adding the two and systems on the screen. The first is Davison Rural Water at 101 points, an estimated loan of $1,250,000 at 2.125% for 30 years. Second being Hanson Rural Water at 101 points, estimated loan of $3,700,000 at 1.625% for 30 years. Staff's recommendation is to approve the proposed amendments to the 2024 Drinking Water SRF Intended Use Plan.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Drews is making a motion.
Planning.
Drews is second.
Drews we have a motion second. And a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Item number
seven,
drinking water.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to make sure that you can see and hear me. Todd Bernhardt has joined the meeting.
We can definitely hear you, Todd.
Todd, yes, we can see you and hear you.
Okay, good deal.
All right, very good. Sorry for my tardiness. I had another meeting that went too long. Sorry.
It may well be the first time I've ever seen you without a tie on.
Well, I'm actually in Arizona, so.
Very good. Moving right along. Drinking water facilities funding application. Andy.
Thank you, Chairman Soholt. Before we begin, I'll briefly cover the available subsidy funding that is available for award going into this board meeting. Again, the American Rescue Plan Act funds, we have just under $8.1 million available to start the meeting. We've had that for a little bit of time now, and probably a little more discussion on that later. Consolidated program, a little over $1.6 million available. Drinking water SRF construction grants, just under $115 million. Clean Water SRF Water Quality Grants, just under $114,000 on the construction grants, and water quality grants, $317,000. Sorry, not millions. Drinking Water SRF Principal Forgiveness, again, we have several different pots of that funding. The first being principal forgiveness for any borrower. At the moment, based on the 2023 allocations, we have fully allocated all funds. From the base grant available for disadvantaged communities, there remains about $1,975,000. From the BIL supplemental grant funding, we have little under $4.65 million available. From BIL Emerging Contaminants Principal Forgiveness, just over $8.8 million. And for lead service line funding would be a maximum theoretical total of a little over $14 million. Again, have to have specific projects both for those emerging contaminants and lead service line projects. The Clean Water SRF Principal Forgiveness, from the base grant, just under $240,000 available. From the BIL supplemental grant for Clean Water SRF, a little under $1.84 million. And the emerging contaminants, we're showing a $0 available with the anticipation those funds would be transferred over to the drinking water emerging contaminants. Still, again, no specific projects for those funds right now, though. With that, before we begin, I would ask that the board take action on applications as they are presented today, as it is a one-day meeting. And with that, I will start our first application, which is from LEED. They are proposing to replace an existing 6-inch water line, which serves the city of Deadwood, the Sanford Underground Research Facility, and existing residential users. The line has reached the end of its useful life, and the city must repair leaks on an average of 4 to 5 times a year. This 2,600 feet of 6-inch water line would be replaced and upsized with a 16-inch water line to accommodate the flow demands that are now being seen. Total project amount is $1,368,047. They've requested $841,425. The remaining funds of $526,000 would come from the LEED Deadwood Sanitary District, and that would be their contribution for upsizing of the main. LEED does qualify as a disadvantaged community based on the community's MHI and administrative rules, and they would qualify for a reduced loan rate. However, by rule, a system to qualify as disadvantaged must also have minimum rates of $45 per 5,000 gallons. LEED's current water rates and rates that would be required for this loan would not be at that level. Our staff recommendation for funding and the interest rate provided is based on the city being required to raise its rates to the minimum $45 per 5,000 gallon level. Excuse me. Staff recommendation is to award an $841,425 drinking water SRF loan at 2.75% for 20 years. They're pledging a system revenue for security of the loan. Current rates are $40.25 for 5,000 gallons. Our analysis indicates LEED would only need to increase rates to approximately 25 cents to generate the required 110% coverage. However, again, to qualify for the disadvantaged interest rate that's been recommended, LEED must raise its rates to $45 per 5,000 gallons. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective. Contingent upon the borrower establishing rates at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage, and contingent upon the borrower establishing the minimum rate of $45 per 5,000 gallons required to receive the disadvantaged interest rate assistance. If there are any representatives from LEED, now would be your opportunity to speak.
Andy, this is Jennifer at Black Hills Council. I don't see LEED on the call, but I just wanted to thank the Board of Water and Natural Resources for considering LEED's application.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Jones.
So moved, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
All right, our next application is from the Spring Creek Cow Creek Sanitary District. They are requesting additional funding to construct a new elevated water storage tank near the location of the current water tank that provides water to the district. This additional funding will be used to cover a shortfall in the total project funding. Total project amount is estimated now at $3,012,000. They requested $792,000 currently and were previously awarded a $440,000 SRF loan and a $1,776,000 ARPA grant. Staff recommendation is to award a $300,000 drinking water SRF loan at 3.25% for 30 years and award a consolidated grant at 62.2%, not to exceed $492,000. They've pledged a project surcharge for a payment of the loan. Current rates for users are $74.83 per 7,000 gallons usage. Our analysis indicates a surcharge of $5.20 is needed for the loan. This would result in total rates of approximately $80 per 7,000 gallons. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. The grant would include the special condition that grant funds for reimbursement of project costs must be drawn concurrently with the drinking water SRF loan funds. If there are any representatives from Spring Creek, Cow Creek Sanitary District, now is your opportunity to speak.
Hi, this is Lyle Schumacher with Bartlett West. And I think Kathleen Chu, the president of the district, is also on the line. I think she is anyway.
Yes. Yes, I am.
I'll let you speak then, Kathleen. Sorry.
Okay. No problem, Lyle. We would just like to thank the board for their time and consideration for this application. I don't know if Lyle has anything to add.
Well, basically what it is, since we originally applied for funding back in the fall of 2021, the price increases that we have seen have been between that 30 and 40%. And when we bid the tank and awarded it at McGuire Iron, it was basically fell into line with what we had been seeing over the course of time. And we have a shortfall. And to complete the project, we appreciate the board taking into account our needs for the additional funding. So we'd like to thank you for that, for listening and hearing us.
I want to thank you for being available this afternoon to clarify and answer any questions.
You're welcome.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Bernhard will move approval.
Lanning, second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or questions?
Mr. Chairman, Jones will abstain.
Noted. Thank you. Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you much.
All right. Our next application is from the City of Valley Springs. They are requesting additional funding for construction of new well houses and appurtenances. This additional funding again will be used to cover a shortfall in the total project funding. Total project amount is now $4,289,000. They are currently requesting $684,000. They were previously awarded a $521,168 SRF loan, a $3,018,560 ARPA grant, and providing $65,272 of local ARPA funds. Staff recommendation is to award a $452,000 drinking water SRF loan at 3.25% for 30 years and award a consolidated grant at 34%, not to exceed $232,000. They've pledged a project surcharge for a payment of the loan. Current rates are $56.50 for 5,000 gallons. Our analysis indicates a surcharge of $6 is needed for the loan, which would result in total rates of approximately $62.50 per 5,000 gallons. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. The grant would include the special condition that grant funds for reimbursement of project costs must be drawn concurrently with the Drinking Water SRF loan fund. If there are any representatives from Valley Springs on the line, now is your opportunity to speak.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this is Gabe Lauber with HDR. I'm not aware that anybody from the city is on the line, but on their behalf, I just appreciate your consideration for this additional funding so that it can complete this project. Thank you.
Thank you for being available. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Jones.
Second, Lanning.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 All right, our last drinking water application for today is from Humboldt.
Motion carries.
Oops, sorry, Jerry. Last drinking water application for today is from Humboldt. They are requesting additional funding for improvements to their water utilities in the community. This is concurrent with a separate wastewater improvements project. The water main project will replace approximately 4,150 feet of water main that is beyond its useful life. This project, again, is asking for additional funding to cover a shortfall in the original total project funding. Current total project amount is $1,361,000. They're requesting $415,000 currently. They were previously awarded a $425,700 SRF loan and a $520,300 ARPA grant. Staff recommendation is to award a $270,000 drinking water SRF loan at 3.25% for 30 years and award a consolidated grant at 35%, not to exceed $145,000. They pledge a project surcharge for repayment of the loan. Current rates are $55.23 for 5,000 gallons. Our analysis indicates a surcharge of $4.75 is needed for the loan, which would result in total rates of approximately $60 per 5,000 gallons. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. The grant would include the special condition that grant funds for reimbursement of project costs must be drawn concurrently with the Drinking Water SRF loan funds. If there's anybody on the call for Humboldt, now is your opportunity to speak.
We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
Here's a make a motion.
Second, Jones.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any comments or additional questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, item number 8, sanitary storm sewer funding applications. Tina.
Thank you, Chairman Soholt. Chairman Soholt, members of the board, the first application we have is from the City of Watertown. The city is proposing improvements to its wastewater collection and treatment systems to properly convey and treat wastewater to meet projected permit limits. The City of Watertown was previously awarded funding in April 2022 for this project. This application is requesting an additional $25 million for the original project due to increased costs. The city proposes improvement to the collection systems by upgrading their current lift stations and replacing the lining existing pipes. The wastewater treatment facility upgrades include improvements to the primary clarifier, sludge pumps, tanks and storage, recirculation pumps, effluent pumping, replacing the final clarifier, biosolids dewatering, and plant-wide electrical and HVAC improvements. The total project amount is now $60,714,000. The amount requested is $25 million. Other funding for this project is $3,700,000 of local ARPA funds, $12,194,200 of state ARPA funds, and $19,819,800 in a clean water SRF loan. Staff recommendation is to award a $25 million clean water SRF loan at 3.25% interest for 30 years. The city has pledged a project surcharge for repayment of the loan. Current rates are $32.30 per month. Starting on February 1st, 2024, rates will be raised to $39.85 per month. Staff analysis indicates a surcharge of $10.90 is needed for the recommended loan. However, staff believes that rates can be restructured and remain at the $39.85 and provide sufficient debt coverage. The loan will be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. If there's any representatives from the City of Watertown on the line, now would be your opportunity to address the board.
Hello, my name is Robert Dari. I'm wastewater superintendent for City of Watertown. The requested funds will be used to rehabilitate the City of Watertown's wastewater treatment facility and its associated sanitary sewer collection system. The majority of the wastewater facility is over 25 years old, and it's nearing its reached its life expectancy. Without these funds, we wouldn't be able to complete the project. So we appreciate your consideration of the application. Thank you.
Thanks much for being available today. Just a question, did we tour your facility some years back?
That's possible you may have. We've done some modifications, you know, over the years, and you've been grateful and given us SRF funds in the past, so it's quite possible you have.
Okay, thank you.
Jerry, yes, you are remembered.
We have a motion to follow.
We were there probably in 2016-ish, somewhere in that range. But
okay.
We did visit the facility.
I do remember that, and had a great tour.
Yeah, we did. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Bernhard with so moved.
Second, Jones.
Danny.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
All right. Our next application is from the City of Sioux Falls, which is proposing upgrades to increase capacity to pump station 240. This project is being conducted over multiple phases, and this application is for phase two of the project. Phase two of the project, which is scheduled for construction in 2024 through 2025, consists of installing approximately 9 miles of 30-inch force main from the pump station to the city's water reclamation facility. By the end of this phase, the project will have increased capacity from 3.06 million gallons per day to 7 million gallons per day. The total project amount is $69,800,000. The amount requested is $61 million. Other funding for this project includes $5,200,000 of local cash and $3,600,000 from the City of Brandon. Staff recommendation is to award a $61 million clean water SRF loan at 3.0% interest for 20 years. The city has pledged system revenue for repayment of the loan. Current rates at the time of the application were $41.06 for 5,000 gallons usage, with an approved rate increase of up to $43.55 for 5,000 gallons for 2024. Staff analysis indicates that anticipated revenues will provide 138% coverage. The loan is contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective. If there's any representatives from the City of Sioux Falls on the line, now would be your time to address the board.
Good afternoon, board members and staff. Thank you. My name is Chad Comas. I'm a principal engineer for the City of Sioux Falls in the engineering department, representing Public Works. This is a very important project for us for our continued growth and continued operations of our system, particularly on the east side of Sioux Falls. We would appreciate your support, and we want to thank the board and the staff for their time and attention. And I'd be happy to stand by for any questions.
Thank you for being available. We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
Drews to make that motion.
Bernhard will second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Chad, thank you for being available today.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for your time.
All right. The next application we have is from the City of Hecla. The City of Hecla is proposing to clean and televise the wastewater lines and reconstruction of the existing sanitary sewer collection system. This includes replacing vitrified clay, asbestos cement, and cast iron sewer piping with new PVC piping and replacing the manholes. The original application was presented at the September 2023 meeting and deferred. This application requested $4 million for a larger replacement area of the existing wastewater system. Staff recommended that the project be deferred to look at phasing options for the project and to allow user rates and subsidy to be kept at a realistic levels. The board deferred this application to this board meeting for further action. After the September 2023 meeting, the city's engineer has broken out the project into smaller phases. The cost estimate for the first phase of this project is $2,500,000. Phase one of the project will replace approximately 4,940 linear feet of existing wastewater collection system with 8-inch PVC sewer pipe and replace 18 manholes. The project will be located on the east side of the City of Hecla. The total project amount in the application is $4 million. The amount requested in the application is $4 million. As mentioned above, we worked with the engineer, and the staff recommendation is to award a $2,500,000 clean water SRF loan at 3.25% for 30 years, with principal forgiveness of 67.3%, not to exceed $1,682,000. The city has pledged a project surcharge for repayment of the loan. Current rates are $48 per 5,000 gallons usage. Staff analysis indicates that a surcharge of $21.80 is needed for the recommended loan. However, staff believes that rates could be restructured and a total rate of $60 for 5,000 gallons usage will provide the necessary debt coverage. The loan is contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective. The loan is also contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. If there's any representative from the City of Hecla on the line, now is your opportunity to address the board.
Good
Must not have been anybody there. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Lanning.
Second, Jones.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
All right, the next application is from the City of Humboldt, which is proposing improvements to its sanitary sewer collection system. The City of Humboldt was previously awarded funding in April 2022 for this project. This application is for an additional $720,000 due to increased costs. The project consists of replacing 7,000 feet of vitrified clay sanitary sewer, 3,000 feet of service pipe, and install 1,200 feet of CIPP liner. The improvements will address issues with infiltration, sags, and damaged pipes. So our next application is from the City of Humboldt. The City of Humboldt is proposing the improvements to its sanitary sewer collection system. The City of Humboldt was previously awarded funding in April 2022 for this project. This application is for an additional $720,000 due to increased costs. The project consists of the replacement of 7,000 feet of vitrified clay sanitary sewer, 3,000 feet of service pipe, and installing 1,200 feet of CIPP liner. The improvements will address issues with infiltration, sags, and damaged pipes. The total project amount is $3,521,000, and the amount requested is $720,000. Other funding includes $2,380,850 state ARPA grant and $420,150 clean water SRF loan. Staff recommendation is to award a $330,000 clean water SRF loan at 3.25% for 30 years and award a consolidated grant at 54.2%, not to exceed $390,000. The facility pledged a project surcharge for repayment of the loan. The current rates in Humboldt are $58.94 for 5,000 gallons used. Staff analysis indicates a surcharge of $6 is needed for the recommended loan, bringing the rates to $64.94 for 5,000 gallons usage. The loan is contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. A special condition for the consolidated grant is for grant funds for reimbursement of the project costs must be drawn concurrently with the Clean Water SRF loan funds. If there is any representative from Humboldt on the line, now is your opportunity to address the board.
Yes, hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. This is John Fisher with Stockwell Engineers. I apologize, I am technologically handicapped, so I was talking to you earlier, but you couldn't hear me. Just want to say thank you on behalf of Humboldt, to the board for the consideration, and the DNR staff for all their work. Any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Thank you for being available. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Jones.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Now, are there any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you for being available for us today.
Thank you so much.
All right,
Geddes.
Our next application is for the City of Geddes.
which is proposing some storm sewer upgrades. The proposed project includes removal and replacement of current ditch and culvert system with an underground stormwater system. The new storm sewer system will begin upstream at the detention pond south of 6th Street. It will flow along Michigan Avenue until reaching 5th Street. Then it will flow east along 5th Street to Iowa Avenue, where it will again flow north until outflowing north of Jackson Street. The total project amount is $1,236,000, and the amount requested is $1,186,000. Other funding includes $50,000 of local cash. Staff recommendation is to award a $1,186,000 clean water SRF loan at 3.25% for 30 years. The city has pledged sales tax revenue for repayment of the loan. Our staff analysis indicates that sales tax revenue would provide 189% debt coverage. The loan is contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective. If there's any representative from the City of Geddes on the line, now would be your time to address the board. Oh, I think we might have someone in the room.
I heard Mr. Rose Engineering, Brad Lawrence, who's a project engineer. He was going to try and be on the call, but apparently he's not. Because Geddes currently is all their stormwater is managed through culverts and open ditches in the town. And the culverts, a large majority of them are in poor condition that they won't even pass water through, or they're limited. So this is an attempt to try and alleviate some of the stormwater issues that they have in the town to a more conventional stormwater system. So if there's any other questions, I'd try to answer them. But we do appreciate your any funding we can get for the project.
This is when we need Dr. Gunert to ask questions.
I'm thankful that the good doctor is not here today.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved.
Second, Jones.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. All right. Item number 9, the Holland Waste Management Program funding applications. Andy.
Thank you, Chairman Sohold. To start off with, we'll just cover real briefly the available solid waste funds is $100,000 at this meeting. And we'll go on for our one solid waste application that we have from the Southeastern Council of Governments. They are requesting funds to recapitalize the Southeastern Development Foundation Revolving Loan Fund Program. The fund is used to originate loans for eligible purposes as defined under the DANR Solid Waste Management Program to for-profit businesses in Clay, Lincoln, McCook, Minnehaha, Turner, and Union Counties. Total project amount is $125,000. They've requested $100,000. Staff recommendation is to award a solid waste management program grant at 80%, not to exceed $100,000. There's anybody from CCOG on the line, now would be your...
I think we lost you again, Andy.
Seriously? That was my fault, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear us now, Jerry?
Gotcha now.
All right.
Sorry about that.
Did you hear the award recommendation?
Yes.
Okay.
We did hear the award recommendation.
If there is anybody on the line for Southeastern Council of Governments, now would be your opportunity to address the board.
Lynn Teller Forbes with the Southeastern Council of
government. I just want to thank the board and the staff for the recommendation for the additional funding. We appreciate it.
Thank you for being available. We have a motion in the follow staff recommendation.
So moved, Lanning.
Second, Bernhardt.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 10, Davidson Rural Water System additional funding request for drinking water SRF loan. Casey.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, on April 13th, 2022, the Davidson Rural Water System was awarded a $810,385 drinking water state revolving fund loan and a $439,615 American Rescue Plan Act grant for the internal distribution improvements and automatic meter reading capacity project. On November 13th, 2023, the Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources received a letter from Davidson Rural Water System stating that a revised engineer's opinion probable estimate project costs had been prepared and project costs would be higher than originally expected. Davidson Rural Water System is requesting an additional $1,250,000 to cover the remainder of the project cost. This increase will bring the project total to $2,507,000. Despite the increase, Davidson Rural Water System will still have a greater than 110% debt service coverage with current rates. Note the title page contains an incorrect total project number of $2,457,000. Our recommendation to the board is to rescind the resolution 2022-73, which awarded the original drinking water SRF loan and award a $1,810,385 drinking water SRF loan at 2.125% for 30 years. In addition, award a $250,000 consolidated grant at 10.2% of the total project cost contingent on the grant funds being dispersed concurrently with the drinking water SRF loan. The drinking water SRF loan is contingent on the borrower adopting a resolution approving the form of the loan agreement, promissory note, the pledge of revenues for repayment of the loan, security agreement, and a mortgage. It is also contingent upon an intercreditor agreement being approved and executed by the Rural Development Utility Service, Davidson Rural Water System, and the district. Note, the intercreditor contingency is not mentioned in the title page.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Jones.
Second, Lanning.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. All right, item number 11, Hanson County, Hanson Rural Water System additional funding request for drinking water SRF loan. Megan.
Good afternoon, Chairman Sokol and members of the board. On April 13, 2022, Hanson Rural Water System was awarded a $2,356,165 drinking water SRF loan and a $1,273,835 American Rescue Plan Act grant for the water distribution improvements and meter upgrade project. On November 20, 2023, the Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources received a letter from Hanson Rural Water System requesting that the drinking water SRF loan C462458-02 be amended to include an additional $3,700,000. The additional funding is to cover the revised cost estimate and any cost overages. This increase will bring the project total to $7,340,000. Staff analysis indicates that Hanson Rural Water System would need to increase their rates by $2.10 to provide the required 110% coverage. This would bring overall rates to $79.35 per 7,000 gallon usage. Staff recommendation is to rescind resolution 2022-89, which awarded the original drinking water SRF loan and award a $6,065,165 drinking water SRF loan at 1.625% for 30 years. The loan would be contingent on the borrower establishing rates at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage, the borrower adopting a resolution approving the form of the loan agreement, the promissory note, and the pledge of revenues for repayment of the loan, the borrower approving a security agreement and a mortgage, and an intercreditor agreement being approved and executed by Rural Utilities Services, Cobank, Hanson Rural Water System, and the district. If there are any representatives from Hanson Rural Water System, now is your chance.
Yes, this is Jay Jones, General Manager of Hanson Rural Water. We'd just like to express our appreciation to the board and staff for considering our system for additional funds. The reapplication process is due to the initial application project estimates coming in much higher than expected as stated. Again, thank you for your consideration.
Thank you for being available for questions. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Second, Lanning.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any questions? Hearing none. All in favor with an aye.
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 Aye. Poll closes. Motion carries. Thank you much. Item number 12. Fiscal year 2023 drinking water SRF annual report. Holly.
Did you say drinking water or clean water?
Let's do the clean water.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. Good afternoon, Chairman Sobel and members of the board. The South Dakota Conservancy District is required to submit an annual report for the Environmental Protection Agency for Clean Water State Revolving Fund. The federal fiscal year 2023 report follows the same format as previous years and discusses activity from October 1st, 2022 to September 30th, 2023. Highlights of federal fiscal year 2023 Clean Water SRF funding include the following. 25 Clean Water SRF loans were awarded for total funding of $107,636,659. 6 loans received principal forgiveness in the aggregate total of $1,472,200. And loan repayments totaled $45.5 million, with $36.9 million in principal, $6.5 million in interest, and $2.1 million in administrative surcharge. Our recommended action is to approve the annual report and clean water SRF program and authorize staff to distribute the report.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Drews will move approval.
Second, Jones.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any comment or question? The only comment would be that we certainly recognize that this is a volume of work. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Drinking water. Megan.
Chairman Sobel and members of the board, the South Dakota Conservancy District is required to submit an annual report to the Environmental Protection Agency for the drinking water state revolving fund. The federal fiscal year 2023 follows the same format as previous years and discusses activity from October 1st, 2022 to September 30th, 2023. Some highlights of federal fiscal year 2023 drinking water SRF funding include 28 drinking water SRF loans and 6 loan amendments were awarded for total funding of $137,743,625. 14 loans received principal forgiveness in the aggregate total of $13,538,038. Loan repayments totaled just over $20.2 million, was $14.4 million in principal, $4.6 million in interest, and $1.2 million in administrative surcharge. Staff recommendation is to approve the annual report for the drinking water SRF program and authorize staff to distribute the report.
Very good. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Lanning.
Drew is the second.
We have a motion and a second. Any comment or questions? I have a question.
Nope.
Where all is this distributed?
Where is all of the funding distributed, Chairman?
No, the packet itself.
Oh,
the report.
Where, who gets the report? Oh, yeah. So the report will go out to all the board members, obviously. We provide this, the primary reason for this report is to EPA. So they will get a copy. We also put it out though on the board and commission portal for the board. It will be under a report there that anybody can publicly access. It also goes out on our website, legislative research, or not. Department of Legislative Audit, I should say, receives copies. The board's oversight committee, we send copies to the SRF trustee, U.S. Bank, our financial advisor, individuals like that. I believe we print 30 copies. There's printed copies, but you know, we send electronically much more available to people.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Item 14, rescind Del Rapids loan. Dana.
All right. On March 30th, 2023, the board awarded the City of Del Rapids an $845,000 clean water SRF loan, a $800,000 drinking water SRF loan, and a $455,000 consolidated grant as additional funding for its Third Street Improvements Project. On December 5th, 2023, DA and our staff received a letter from the City of Del Rapids requesting to deobligate the additional funding for the Third Street Improvements Project. The letter stated that the bids came in lower than expected. Staff recommendation is to rescind Resolution 2023-32, which awarded the drinking water SRF loan, rescind Resolution 2023-47, which awarded the clean water SRF loan, and rescind Resolution 2023-48, which awarded the consolidated grant for this project.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Jones.
Second, Drews.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, I suppose I should ask for questions. Any comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. All right, item 15. Selection of a contractor for capacity development for public water and wastewater systems. Tina, you're still up.
Before I get to that, I just want to go over the remaining, since that was our last action regarding funding of projects, looking at the remaining available fund summaries after this meeting. On the screen and available is our updated numbers based off of the recommendations from this board meeting. The ARPA grants, again, remain the same. We did recommend some consolidated water facilities construction program grants, and you can see that the remaining balance is around $117,000. We did not have any drinking water, SRF water construction grants, or water quality grants this round. On the drinking water principal forgiveness summaries,
All of those, I believe, are same as before the meeting. We did not have any recommendations during this meeting. And then on the Clean Water SRF Principal Forgiveness, we did have some BIL supplemental principal forgiveness for disadvantaged communities, and that remaining balance is around $155,890. Any questions before I move on to item 15? All right.
We need a vote.
No.
Can we need a motion to? Okay, we need a motion to follow staff recommendation.
No, not on this. This was just an update on what you guys already did.
Okay.
All right, item 15. South Dakota Codified Law 5-18D-17 provides that state agencies may not award or renew a contract for professional services exceeding $50,000 without complying with the procedures set forth in sections 5-18D-17 to 5-18D-22 inclusive. On September 28, 2023, the board authorized the distribution of a request for proposal to provide capacity development for public water and wastewater systems. The request for proposal was released on October 2, 2023, with a response deadline of November 17, 2023. Proposals were received from the following companies: Midwest Assistant Program Inc., or MAP, and Project Solutions Inc. Staff has reviewed the proposals and evaluated each based on the criteria outlined in the request for proposals. Staff also sought out assistance from the DANR's drinking water program, which oversees the capacity development program. This contract assists systems in assuring to review the proposals. Based on this evaluation, staff recommendation is that MAP be selected as the successful respondent. Staff recommendation is that the board select MAP as the capacity development for public water and wastewater systems provider and authorize the Secretary of the Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources to execute the contract for the capacity development for public water and wastewater systems contract contingent upon the review and approval of the contract terms by the board's legal counsel.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Drew is a move.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second. Any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with it, right?
All right.
Jerry, I got a quick question. This is Gene Jones.
We have a question.
Tina,
yeah.
The criteria that was evaluated, was it price-based, experience-based? I mean, can you kind of give a sense of how the two compared? Not in a lot of detail, but just kind of high level. Were they close in their proposals? Was there a big disparity?
So what we looked at during our proposals, we had 15 criteria, and they were set out within the actual request for proposal. We did look at costs. That was one of the areas. We looked also at familiarity with water and wastewater systems, access to communities around South Dakota, information regarding financial board capacity, capacity development. Those were the big chunks. There are a few other smaller categories that we also evaluated, but those were the main components of the proposals that we evaluated. We believe that MAP will be able to provide the services that we need.
And we've used them before, correct?
Correct. They were the previous awardee of this contract.
Thank you.
Any other comment or questions? Thank you, Gene. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion.
2022, shared resources was awarded a $69,983,400 drinking water SRF loan and a $38,226,600 American Rescue Plan Act grant for the water treatment plant storage and distribution project. On October 10, 2023, the Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources was made aware that Shared Resources will be the owner of the real property being used. Due to this change in ownership plan, the contingency requiring a lease agreement to be established is no longer applicable. Staff recommendation is to rescind Resolution 2022-198, which awarded the original drinking water SRF loan, and adopt a new resolution re-awarding a $69,983,400 drinking water SRF loan at 2.125% for 30 years, contingent on the borrower adopting a resolution for approving the form of the loan agreement, the promissory note, and the pledge of revenues for repayment of the loan. The borrower approving a security agreement and mortgage, a signed water purchase agreement, and the borrower establishing rates at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
I have a question, Mr. Chair.
Yes, question.
So Shared Resources is from where?
I'll take that. Shared Resources is a fairly recently formed entity. It's a joint effort between Minnehaha Community Water Corporation and Big Sioux Community Water Corporation, so down in the southeastern portion of the state. They decided that they would be best served by working together to come up with a joint water treatment plant and put in some distribution system to get into their systems to be able better to serve their users by working together for this large project.
Thank you.
Yep.
Now, do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion. I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any additional comment or question? Hearing none. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Item number 17. Adopt a resolution of support for Governor Nolan's proposed American Rescue Plan Act for water and wastewater infrastructure. Andy.
Thank you, Chairman Sokol. This is a little bit of a unique item, but with American Rescue Plan Act funds, I think there's been a lot of kind of unique items. So as most of the board is aware or will remember, in 2022, $600 million was appropriated to the board to fund water and wastewater infrastructure projects for systems across the state. For those of you who are not aware, Governor Nolan's recommended budget during her 2024 legislative session includes an additional $95,384,221 in one-time ARPA funding to support eligible improvements to water and wastewater infrastructure projects throughout the state. In anticipation of the legislature approving the recommended funding and to show support for the recommended funds, staff has developed a resolution which was attached to support the from the board to support these funds being appropriated. I'm not going to read it. The entirety of the resolution. It reiterates the $600 million as well as the proposed $95 million. Three things that the board resolves by approving this is supporting Governor Nolan's proposed appropriation for the additional $95,384,221 of ARPA program funds to the board for water and wastewater. Recommending that the board supports the use of these funds if approved by the 2024 legislature to be awarded to projects that have previously received an ARPA grant through the board. That is primarily a function of deadlines at the federal level as well as the need to get those projects that were already funded moving forward, completed, and spend the money in the time frames that are allowed. And so our belief is that the board and the legislature needs to make those funds available to those existing projects. There were $600 million of ARPA funds, but there was nearly $1 billion of loan funds as well. So this would go to help offset some of those loan funds. And the last part would be the board prioritizing the use of these additional funds to award to systems serving systems of a more regional nature or providing for increased economic growth as determined by the board. Again, you know, the board awarded over 200 ARPA grants, some of them fairly small overall. It's simply not realistic to go back and amend every grant out there. Focusing on projects that have a larger regional impact, especially some of those regional water system type projects, we are still going, the board would still be providing a large impact to many communities throughout the state and a lot of the state citizens, because those type of regional systems serve not just one small community, but serve multiple communities in rural and municipal areas. So staff would recommend the board adopt the resolution in support of Governor Noem's proposed ARPA funding for water and wastewater infrastructure.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
I make a motion, Drews.
Second, Jones.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. All right. Item number 18.
Hey, Chairman Sol and board members. Before we talk about the March meeting, I just want to thank everyone online and in the room and the board members, NRD and our staff for helping us out through our technical difficulties and being patient with us while we figured out what was going on. We keep learning every staff meeting or every board meeting on new technology glitches, so I do want to thank you all for your patience with us. And we also received a message from Dr. Gunner that he was sorry he was unable to attend today's meeting, but he has March's meeting already scheduled in his book. So we'll look forward to seeing him at the next meeting. So our next meeting is scheduled tentatively for March 27th and 28th. We're hoping to do a one-day meeting, but we're keeping both days open just in case, because we have 45 applications that were received by our January 1st, 2024 deadline with requested funding of just under $195 million. Other things that will be presented at the meeting will be a legislative update, as you guys just voted on to approve the resolution on ARPA funding. We should have an update for you all on that. And then we're also, we'll be looking at our SWARMS agreements. Hopefully the legislature will have moved through with our omnibus bill that we can move forward on doing that. And
thank you very much, Tina. Before we adjourn, let's all send some positive thoughts for Dr. Gunner as we move forward in the next couple of months here. We need a motion to adjourn. Do we have a motion?
So moved, Jones.
Second, planning.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.